You are listening to the Get Started Online Podcast, the best podcast delivering useful tips and strategies without the hype to help you start a business online. GetStartedOnline.net. Start your business online today. Now, here is your host, Eddie Sands.
This is episode 51, Run Your Own Race. Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening from wherever you're listening to me today. This is your host, Eddie Sand. And I want to ask you, have you ever felt that you're going in the direction of building your online business and running your business? And you're affiliated with a company or companies. But all of a sudden, you see those around you who are doing the same thing passing you by. Like for some reason, you start to focus on what their result is. And you start to see what they're saying and telling the world how many leads they've got and how much more results they're getting. And you start to wonder, well, heck, what the heck am I doing that I'm not getting the same results? Have you ever done that? All right, because if you haven't, it will. You'll do it. Here's my positive affirmation for you. It's going to happen to you if it hasn't happened yet. No, but listen, so it happens to every one of us, okay? It does. And what I want to do today is I want to tell you there's three things that you need to stay focused on and you need to do to confirm and to make you feel that you're doing the right things, all right? So first of all, you've got to understand one thing. If you're going to do and run a business online, whether you're affiliated, like I said, with one company or many, it doesn't matter. It's still a business, okay? You've got to understand, even though it's an online business, you're able to do it through the internet, it is still a business. So you need to think about, as an entrepreneur, that you need to build a solid foundation for your business, okay? There's systems involved in when you're building a system that eventually in the future you'll be able to duplicate and help others, but you need to build the foundation. Now, the reason why you may be taking your time, hopefully, is because you have a plan and you're following your plan. I really hope that you do. If not, it's okay. These three things actually are going to help you. So let me tell you what happened, actually. As a matter of fact, before I tell you these three things, the reason why I'm telling you all this today is because I have someone in my group who I'm helping, and the ultimate goal is to have a complete marketing system for his business. And as he came to me, he was basically looking to get better leads and to increase his sales. I mean, isn't that what all of us want, right? Better leads that are actually buying, right? And consistent flow of income, right? So I said, okay, cool. Let's get started. So it's been about 4 weeks and I just had a call to follow up with all the results that we're getting. Now, when we see the results, I can tell. At the beginning, he was like, aren't we supposed to be, can I just do, basically he would text me and said, can I just do a video because everybody else is doing this and this is booming right now. I'm like, whoa. I said, we've got a plan. You got to trust us. We got a plan, but this is what they're doing, right? The other people around him, which is something that happens all the time. There is people that they're going to start telling the whole world about the business, the product, the service, the best thing ever in this life. The opportunity is right now. Don't miss out. Blah, blah, blah. You know, they just tell everybody and they go online, they go on Facebook. It seems like they're just out there screaming and yelling and saying, hey, come to me. You know, I've got it going on. So it seems, right, that they're going to pass us, right? They're going super fast in that race. And I said, look, eventually what's going to happen is they're going to have to come back to what we're doing right now. It never fails. Listen, for the past 7 years running my business online, I've realized not only have I made that mistake, that same mistake that took me 2 years to realize I was making that mistake, and it took mentors and coaches of mine and other things and other books that I was reading, it took a lot to get me out of that point of running super fast to make the money and forgetting to build a solid foundation, right? So I said, don't worry, chill, you know, we're going to make it happen, right? And so the one thing that you want to do when you're building your business, right? Yes, you need better leads, but I'm going to ask you this. How do you get better leads? Do you get better leads because you're going to start screaming louder? Or are you going to start targeting the entire world and hope that 0.001% of the whole world will say, yes, I'll buy? Even if they click, they're still not guaranteed they're going to buy. So think about that. You don't get better leads doing that. The way you get better leads is, here's the three things that I'm going to give you. Number one is listen to what your market wants. You've got to learn to listen. You see, for the past week, 4 weeks, what I've been doing with him is I've been putting him in the position of setting him up, basically, to become the go-to person, all right? And at the same time, he's listening. We're waiting and see who responds and what kind of responses do we get and who's responding to what he's putting out there. We're listening, right? We're in listen mode. This is how you build a solid foundation. So that's why it looks like everybody else is going super fast because they're not listening. They're just going. Okay, they're going and attacking and infiltrating the market so that they can get as much as possible on their first run. All right, so that's one thing. Learn to listen. All right, number two is he's in a huge market, right? And I say huge because it's very well known. It's in the health market. Okay, so it's big. But what you want to do, number two, is you want to find a small, specific group of people within that market. And because you're listening, you're going to learn that there is a common denominator, a something that is all equally being asked or requested by this small group within that market. All right. That's what you want to do. You see, because you don't need millions of people. You don't need that. Don't go after that. Go after the small group, a very specific group. They will become your tribe. And your tribe, when you have a tribe, oh, believe me, it's so fun because they're going to be the ones promoting for you. Okay. So find a specific group within the market. So that's what we've been doing, right? Again, everybody's going fast. We're not. We're taking the time right now. And then have a very clear plan. There's a plan. There's always a call to action. There's always giving value. There's always webinars, for example, so that we can listen closer to see what people are really asking in this market so that we can solve the problems. And before you know it, having a clear plan takes us through different phases. Okay. So it takes a little bit of time, not too long, but for the next 2 more months left. So a total of 3 months, he's going to have a very solid foundation. And that's when he'll start passing everybody else who started super fast. Because what's going to happen with the other people is that they're going to realize that all these people they've got is going to be a waste of their energy because now they have to convince people to buy. And they're not going to, and they're going to unsubscribe, they're going to start not following them, or worse, these people that they gather are going to start talking about them, saying, oh yeah, he's just another scammer, or spammer, not scammer, but spammer. You know, he spams all the time. Ah, forget, man. Don't listen to this guy. Is just talks. And, you know, he doesn't even help me. He doesn't even have the time to help me. You see what I'm saying? When that starts happening, your brand, forget about it. I mean, it's bad if you're not even branding yourself. It's worse if you are. And yet you're still passing through so fast and not taking the time to listen. See, it's very important. It's very important to know what you're going to do. To have a solid foundation, you need those three. Listen to your market. Find a specific niche within your market, a specific group, and then have a clear plan of action. And don't lose sight of your plan, because everybody's going to want to tell you that you're doing it wrong. Everybody's going to want to say, oh, look at me. I've got all these people. But in the end, it's not who started first and got off super fast at the startup. It's who finishes, and who finishes strong. You see, the race is up to you. But when you stay focused on building that solid foundation, you're going to keep on running and running and running and staying focused and running. And before you know it, it's going to become a part of your life that you're going to be able to duplicate yourself and help others on that race, on that path. And everybody else is going to be suffering. And what they're going to say is, how did you do it? And you come back and say, I built the foundation. I got strong back then. I built everything solid so that I don't have to ever go back down there, go back there to this beginning, because it's already set up, it's already built. You see? Cool. All right, well, that's what I wanted to share with you today. If you like what you heard, do me a favor, share this information, all right? If you've got a question and you're listening to me through Anchor, then guess what? You've got a chance to go in the app and ask me a question. What do you got? You got any questions you want to ask me? Go for it. I'll respond to them. All right, till next time, if you want to know more about what I do and how I do it, you can always visit my webpage at getstartedonline.net, and I will talk to you later. Peace.